Yeah, right.
And I crossed it.
So should we wait for it, or we have a quorum?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're good to go.
Okay, thank you, everybody, for your patience. We're going to reconvene the conference committee for House File 928, and I will entertain some motions. I think what we would like to do is review the similar and like language on both sides and try to move that at this point, and then we can get to the more difficult stuff shortly after that. So I know that Representative Champion has an amendment. Is there anyone else that has any language? I'm not aware of any besides Representative Champion. Representative Swales?
I was going to introduce Representative Biggum's House File.
Okay, we can talk about that as well. Representative Champion has a, this is to staff, has an oral amendment related to our, the very first House
provision
R2, Section 1. Do you want to state your oral amendment?
Mr. Chair, what I thought I would do is introduce an amendment that would combine both the Senate and House language, because it's all similar throughout, but I'm waiting for our motion, our person to hear it.
Okay. All right, so we'll temporarily lay that over.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Champion, I think you're talking about the alcohol and then the overnight stays, or
yeah,
yeah, okay.
And so, what I did, Mr. Chair. Okay.
I think he's allowed.
Okay, he's allowed. What I did is during the break, I wanted to make sure I looked at both the House and Senate bill and to see what was similar or the same.
Okay.
And so I did notice that it was the alcohol provision that was prepared to take out, and then just making sure that we could have some language that would encompass both.
Okay. Yep. Great. Thanks.
Okay, so we'll just. Perfect timing.
Perhaps we can give her a minute or two.
Sure.
Because I would like to make sure that Linda had an opportunity to look at it also.
Just to bring everybody up to speed, we are taking a look at similar and like language on both sides, and Representative Champion will be amending a provision on the House language 1.21 and 1.22 on page R3. So we're that proposed language is now being distributed to the committee. Just waiting for the final distribution of the amendment. Representative Champion, is there any further explanation that you or staff would like to give on the amendment as the members are looking it over?
I'm not sure if staff is going to talk a little about the amendment. I did earlier that we pulled together and looked at both of the Senate language for this bill as well as the House language, and this is the language that we came up with because it appears in both.
Okay. I see Mr. Dean is with us, so do you have any comments to the provision in general and the Champion Amendment in particular?
Just to say, Mr. Chair, that the department is comfortable with this amendment, and we appreciate the work that Representative Champion has done on this provision.
And if I might, Mr. Chair?
Yes, are there any questions or discussion to the Champion motion to amend?
I want to also just highlight one thing that was not in the Senate language, but is in the House language that still appears in the amendment is subdivision or prong six that says allow motor vehicle to remain unattended when no member of the party, yada, yada, yada. That's the one that is not in in the Senate language.
Yes,
Mr. Chairman, Representative Champion, I think I'm not going to speak on behalf of everybody on the Senate, but I don't see a problem with that. You know, we don't want people using our rest areas as parking lots to store vehicles and things, and that's why MnDOT has this provision. So,
thank you. So I move, Mr. Chair, the 833 amendment or the amendment that
I've reported. 833. Is there any discussion to the 833? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, the motion prevails.
Mr. Chairman, then I would, on page R2, unless Representative Champion wants to move that entire section. Well, Mr. Chairman, what we should do right now is adopt, just have the staff make any of the technical changes on any of the similar language and go ahead and adopt the like and similar language. So I would move all like and similar, all like and similar language. It's not much, but it's a start, right?
Okay, Senator Murphy has moved to like and similar language. We've gone over that already this morning. Members, this is provisions that have passed both the House and Senate and are either identical or similar. Representative Champion?
You can finish the motion. I was just going to, I have one additional oral amendment to the R1, which is on the Senate side, because remember we talked earlier about the language of the Senate file being consistent with the agreement that was made with Senator Patricia Torres-Ray,
like okay.
Myself.
Okay. Well, we'll do that. That's sort of in the same category of like and similar. And so, members, are there questions? Maybe we could just have the staff briefly go through this one last time to refresh people's memory about what this motion entails. And then we'll vote on it, and we'll also include Representative Champions. But does the committee feel the need, or we know? Okay, we're okay here. So we'll entertain the Murphy motion, but first let's we have another Champion amendment then on R1, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair. And what I would like to do, it should be coming out to the committee also. I just consulted with the Senate counsel that there was an amendment drafted so that it's consistent technically with what the revisor wants us to do. And it also, this amendment also includes the effective date language that was agreed upon by all key stakeholders.
Okay, does everybody have the amendment before
the A18 amendment?
Okay, it's being passed out. Okay, so this is the A18 amendment. Members, Senator Murphy did talk about this, I believe, this morning, or was addressed as it relates to the Central Corridor being still exempted from this provision. Are there questions to the Champion Amendment, the A18? Okay. All in favor of adopting the A18 amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, the motion prevails. And then we will then direct the staff to make the necessary changes to get the several sections that we have in common together. I don't think there's any language here that's vague or would change the substance at all of this. So.
No, Mr. Chairman, so I would go ahead and renew my motion because I know the staff can get that worked out. That's not a big deal. So I would move all like and similar language.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the motion prevails. So now we're on to, this brings us up to...
Well, Mr. Chairman, then I would go ahead and move the House language on R2, Section 1, that deals with the prohibited activities in rest areas. As amended. And Mr. Chairman and members, the House passed this as a standalone bill, and so it's... And that's the language, so it's not a problem.
Yeah, I agree. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Murphy, do you have...
Mr. Chairman, I've got a couple of amendments that are more technical.
Okay.
To clean up a couple of the provisions that that I believe that... let's see if this is one of them. And the first one would be the A-15 amendment.
Okay.
And members, the A-15 amendment just it corrects a it's a technical correction from the revisor bill. It corrects a subdivision on a cross reference. It's purely technical.
Okay. That's being passed around now. So this is the A-15, again, this is purely cleanup language to direct the revisor to put this provision in the proper place in statute. So, is there any discussion to the A-15? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, I was wondering if we could get a short recess. The Senate needs to go vote. We don't have the luxury of being able to reach across somebody else's desk.
We never do that.
Oh, I know. I've never seen it happen more than... I've never seen it happen once.
Okay. So we'll recess to the call of the chair, and then we'll be looking at it in 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, okay. 15 minutes.
Okay, thank you. We're recessed for approximately 15 minutes. And Mr. Schreiber, can you...